Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Dalad, we left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on page Chaf Hey, the page following page 48. We left off in the second line of the Ramah, the fifth to last line on top, V'yesh Machmirim. We discussed last night the first shita, which was the shita of the Mechaber, which is more lenient in different aspects, and tonight we're going to see the more strict opinion, and through the Mishabura, we'll see automatically a chazara of what we discussed last night as well. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Machmirim V'sovrim, there are those who are stringent and they hold, the B'tanur Tuach B'tit, that if the oven is sealed with clay, HaKol Shari, everything is permissible to leave in there going into Shabbos as long as the oven is sealed with clay. V'agabe Ha'esh Hu Megula, and by a fire that is open, HaKol Aser, everything is forbidden. B'tanur Shepiv Mechusa, and an oven whose mouth is closed, El she'eino tu'ah betit, just it is not sealed with clay, oz yesh l'chalik ben gedi v'of l'shar basar k'derel sh'nizbayer. Then there's grounds to be l'chalik between a gedi and an oaf, where it'll be mutter, because you wouldn't open it because the wind would ruin it, versus other meat, like we explained. V'hachi noho kesvarazu, this is the shita that we hold like. So let's see now the Mishabura beginning in Sifkaton Yudalud. Sifkaton Yudalud is going on the first Nakuda that the Ramah said in tonight's shir, and that is that there are those who are machmir and they hold that an oven that is sealed with clay, everything is permissible. Says the Mishabur in Yudalud, what Salomon means to say, Afilu b'kedeirav in this bashal tzas, even if it's in a pot with water and it cooked a little bit, it's still going to be mutter if it's inside a sealed oven. The lo chai shinan sheyiftachenu, because we're not worried that you're going to open it up v'yichata and you're going to stoke the coals. Kevan shusasam betit, since it's sealed with clay. The eno muchan lachatos, and therefore it's not readily available for stoking the coals, and therefore everything is permissible. The cholek baze adas hamachabish shemachmir baze. This is a point that the Ramah is more lenient than the Mechaber, who is more stringent in this case. Like he wrote in Sifkaton Yud Aleph. If you remember, we said over there in Sifkaton Yud Aleph that according to the Mechaber, we said if it's in a pot, it won't help that it's sealed up, because the whole purpose is if you open it up, that it might get ruined. But if it's in a pot, it won't get ruined. But the Ramah's understanding that the point is not that it won't get ruined. It's just that we're not worried you're going to open it if it's already sealed, and therefore we're not mechalek, and everything is mutter inside a sealed oven. And then the Mishavura is bothered by an interesting question. We said v'yesh machmirin, and then we said a kula. So v'hod inokar haramah belishne v'yesh machmirin. That which the Ramah says are those who are machmir, afagav dul inyan zehu kula, even though l'gabi, the first halacha that he mentions, the second opinion is more lenient. Mishum de bitzali danan kaiminan bei hu chumra. Because when it comes to roasting, which is our sugya really over here, so then the second opinion is really a chumra, like we will see shortly. So that's how the Mishabura explains this funny Ramah, v'yesh machmirim, and they hold in a tanur that's sealed with clay, everything's mutter. That's not a chumra, because ain't a chanami. The chumra didn't come yet. The chumra is going to be when it comes to roasting, which we will see in the next point of the Ramah. Just one point in note number 7, he points out the same way that if the oven is sealed with clay, we said everything according to the Ramah is permissible inside, v'chein segiras v'ni'ilas tanur b'minol. So too, if you have a closed, locked oven door, the Chazon Ish writes, shomu'ilo keticha betit, is the same thing as sealing it with clay. The afim nimtzei sakadeira agabe atanur, even if the dish is on top of the oven, v'lo b'sol chamoko masogar, it's not in the sealed area, the Chazon Ish writes, shemuter lashosa, you're still allowed to leave it there going into Shabbos. Mi'achar shetoch betit es mokom eish. Since the place where the fire is sealed, so we're not worried about you being mechata, and therefore it'll be permissible as well. The next point, the Ramah told us that if agabe ha'esh, which the word sounds like it means on the fire, we'll see in the Mishabur, it doesn't mean on the fire, it means next to the fire. So next to the fire, which is open, according to this opinion, which is mamachmir, everything is aser. Says the Mishabur in Tezvav, Ein rotzalomer agabi hagachol mamish. It doesn't mean to say like the simple words of the Ramah sound like that it was mamish on the coals. Debazeh afil hamachaber akol aser. Because in that case, according to the mechaber as well, everything is aser. Ukumoshim of urla kamamis sebeis. As we will see shortly in sebeis, that if it's mamish on the coals, that's very chomer and everything will be aser, even according to the mechaber. So that's not what the Ramah means over here to say that everything is going to be aser, because he's coming to argue with the mechaber. Elo ratzalomer eitzel ha'ish. Rather, what the Ramah means is anything that's next to the fire is going to be aser. Ubala fuke bazem midas ha'mechaber de lochilek b'besar gdi. and he's coming to argue on that which the Mechaber said, that there's no chilek when it comes to the softer meats, the basar of the gedi. Shemuter beinim tzoleu betanor shepiv mechusa. The Mechaber held that it was mutter whether you roast it in an oven that's closed, ubeinim tzoleu begalu etzal eish, or if you're roasting it open next to the fire. Either way, the Mechaber said that there was no chilek. Avaladaito, according to the Ramah, ein heter bigdi ki im kishetzoleu betanor shepiv mechusa. According to the Ramah, there's no heter by gedi, except a case where it's roasted next to the oven that is open. Like he explained in Sifkat Yud. If you look back at Sifkat Yud, he said in the second line, Avayesh machmirim de la kameh bago, which is what we're just discussing, sovrim de eno mutter begedi v'of. It's not mutter when it comes to the softer meats. Ki im kishetzoleu betano shepiv mechusa rak she'eno tu apetit. It's only permissible if it is being roasted in an oven that is closed but not sealed. The oz amrina bigdi v'of the kashale zika. Then we say by the gdi and the oaf that the wind is bad for those meats. V'lo yiftal pi atanur, you're not going to open up the tanur. Avol kishet soleil magula etzal ish haish. But if you're roasting it openly next to the fire, so then gam bigdi v'of chashinim lechotui. Then we're worried even by gdi and oaf, and we will aser. That ends the mechaber of aleph. I want to just read one bir halacha over here. And that is Divrei Maskal Ko Aser. That's going on what we just discussed. The Ramah says, Agabe Ha'ish Shu Megula. On a fire that's open, everything's going to be Aser. We just said the Ramah really holds that if it's in an oven that's closed, it will be okay. But a fire that's open, everything will be Aser, as opposed to the Mechaber, who's not Mechaber between those two cases. So says the Bir Halacha, Ratzalom Ra'afilu Basar Gdi. Everything's going to be Aser by an open fire, even a soft meat. That's unless, of course, it was already cooked before Shabbos, till it was roasted to the point of Macha ben Jusoy, then it would be okay. This shear of Macha ben Jusoy is okay with any type of meat. Whether it's Eitzel Ha'esh, O Agabi Ha'esh, Hakol Shovel Adaitim, everything is the same according to this opinion. Avodas HaRambam, Who does a mechaber of aleph ubeis? But according to the Rambam, which was the shita, the first shita in the mechaber, and like we'll see shortly in sebeis in a moment, then it's agabe ha'esh mamish shove b'sar gediv v'shor l'shir macha ben jusoy. Then we say all meats are equal in that they have to be macha ben jusoy if we want to leave them there, like we'll see in a moment. V'shalah agabe ha'esh mamish, if it's not on the fire mamish, kim eitzel ha'esh begol, it's just near the revealed fire. So then, b'besar shor aser achi es bashal kol tzarko. Then, by the tougher meat, it's going to be aser until it is fully cooked. K'moshik asadam b'shirur sefkat and dalad, like we discussed yesterday in sefkat and dalad. So, machlokas, what it means exactly, it's mavushal kol tzarko. U'b'basar gedi mutter l'gamri, but when it comes to the basar of a gedi, that will be mutter totally, the kanal b'sef aleph, even if it is raw. Okay, now we begin sif beis. So, on page chafei, the second to last line, sif beis. The mechaber says, Ein tzolen botzel ubeitza ubasar al gabe gecholim. You cannot roast an onion, an egg, or meat on top of coals. Now, till now we're discussing near the coals. Now we're talking about imamish put it on the coals. So you can't roast these things that need roasting on the coals. Elo kadeshi etzolami bodyo mishneit stodov kamacha ben jusoy shu chatzi bishulo. Unless it already got roasted from before Shabbos on both sides, kamacha ben jusoy, which is half the bishul, so then it would be okay to leave it on. Otherwise, it is usr. Afilu basar gedi, even if it is a softer type of meat. Dekevan sheinichu agabe gecholim, because once you put it on the coals, eino choshesh eloshi yitzolam mehera. Your only concern is that it should get roasted fast. V'afo pishe yischarich, eino gets burnt, you don't even care, you put it on the coals. Hilka chayshina shemiyachate. You showed how you don't care how the meat's going to be in terms of burnt or not burnt. You put it on the coals, so what's going to stop you from stoking the coals to make it get done faster? Avakishenitzla kemacha ben jusoy. But if it was already roasted to the point of half roasted like macha ben jusoy, then lo chayshina dilma asir lachatuye. Then we're not worried that you might come to stoke the coals. Afilu and basar shor, even if it's a tougher type of meat. Shemiyachar shuray lachilo lamiyachate lafsido. Because once it's already roi l'achila, it's already half-cooked, so why would you stoke the coals and ruin it? And therefore, the summary of Sif Beis is that all these types of things, if they are roasted on the coals, so it is usur unless it is kemacha ben jusai on both sides from before Shabbos goes in, then it would be okay to leave it there for Shabbos. Let's see the Mishabura back to page Chafei. Botzal ubeitzas if katan tazayin v'hu adin sha'arei dvarim she'en echalim chayin. So to any other food item that is not eaten raw, that will be the din kilakameh, like we will see. Sifkaton yudzayin agabi gecholim. So you put it on the coals. Haynu shenogim behagecholim. That means to say that the food is actually touching the coals. Ula achar atzliya yamtin ad sheyichbu agecholim va'az yitlim. And after you finish roasting it, you have to wait till the coals go out, and then you take it away because you don't want to extinguish the coals. So there's two very important notes over here. Number one is note number 8. So we said in the Mishnah Berurah that the food is actually touching the coals. He says, V'afal pisha nochas kedera agabi gecholim. Even though putting a pot on coals, the Shulchan Aruch told us earlier that has the din of atmana in something that adds heat, v'asura gam be'er Shabbos. It's usur even before Shabbos to insulate something that will add heat even from before Shabbos. So how are you able to put the meat inside the coals? That's most of Hevel on Shabbos. How are you allowed to do atmana? So the Prima Gadam explains, Shekolza ein ela b'kdeira. That's only an issur when it comes to a pot that has food inside of it. Shekevan shedaf nosea mischamamos aidea gecholim derech atmanahi. Since the walls of the kli get hot from the coals, that is the normal way of doing hatmana, that's usur. Mashenkein ba'nochas tafshu b'lo k'deira, which is not the case in our discussion over here. There's no pot. You're putting the food directly on the coals at a pot. Shekevan she'en sham defonos she'mischamos. Since there are no walls of a kli that are heating up, ein zo derech hatmana l'kliyama. There's not derech hatmana, it will be mutter. So the note number 8 is just explaining how you're allowed to put the food directly in the fire. Why isn't that a problem of being matmin is something that's most of Hevel, which is us even at Erev Shabbos? The answer is that's only a problem in a pot, because that's the normal way of atmana. You insulate the pot. You don't insulate the food. That's not atmana, and therefore it's not derech hatmana. It would be okay. The next point that's very interesting over here is the Mishnah Berurah said that after it finishes roasting, you have to wait till the coals go out, and then you can take the food off. So note number 9, he points out that le'inyan kedeira hamunachas lagabi gecholim. We learned earlier we have a pot that's resting on top of coals. The Ramah told us, you should remove it a little bit from the fire before Shabbos, so you could take it away from the coals. If not, you should use a guy to take it off. If there's no guy, then a Jew could do it himself. You should take it off very carefully and make sure not to move around the coals at all. The coals are dafka b'kedera ha'omedas agabei ha'gecholim. That was dafka by a pot that was on top of the coals. Avo ima ha'gecholim munachos sova kedera. If the coals are around the pot, the Mishnah Berurah said, she'asur li'Yisrael lito mishomes ha'gedera mishum sha'yedei netiloso b'vada yechata b'gecholim. Because through taking it, you're for sure going to be extinguishing coals. V'yivar b'kachas ha'gecholim ha'tachtonos v'yechaba ha'salyonos. So there we had a whole discussion of the different possibilities of how to take it off or not take it off, depending if the coals are underneath or on the side. But we saw if the coals were underneath, you certainly were allowed to take it off. If you had no guy, you were allowed to take it off carefully. Here they point out that the Mishnah Berurah says that after the roasting, you have to wait till the coals get extinguished. So we see we're more machmir over here when there's no pot, that you have to wait longer than if there is a pot. As I saw brought down that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that this is more chamer because over here, when you lift up the meat itself and it's dripping, so we're worried the meat that's dripping itself is going to extinguish the coals. So you're actually, by lifting up the meat, making the meat drip down and extinguish the coals, and that's more chamer than just moving the pot and then the coals just move around on their own, but nothing that you're actually doing. You're just moving the pot and then they move. So that's a little bit less chamer. I'm sorry, we're comparing the case where the coals are underneath. So you're picking up the pot, you're picking it up very carefully, but you're not doing anything that will extinguish the coals. Now shaking over here, by lifting up the meat, it's dripping down. By the pot, it's not dripping down. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says this case with no pot would be more chomer in terms of removing it from the coals than the case of a pot with the coals underneath it. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues weiter, and here's where he gives us a nice summary. V'nei hatam, behold the reason over here, where we're machmir, not to leave anything on the coals directly before Shabbos if it's not already cooked, k'macha b'drusoi, is the chayshinam b'zeh shema yechata, because the word you might stoke the coals afilu b'besar gedi, hu k'mosh mefarsh achakach, even if it's just a lighter meat, a softer meat, the word you might stoke the coals, like we explained later on, the kevan sheinicho, dat. But if you're roasting not on the coals but next to the coals, kvar nispar b'sif aleph, we already learned in sif aleph, das ha-mechaber. The sheet of the mechaber was the b'besar gedi v'of, the softer meats, shurach, that are softer, lo chayshin and klal l'chatui. We're not worried about stoking. Shayidei zeh yischarech ha-basar. Since it's not on the coals, it's near the coals, you're not going to stoke the coals because it roasts very fast and it might come to burn the meat, so therefore that would be permissible even if the meat was raw. Umutter litno b'samal l'ashecha afilin lo yeh nitzal b'odion k'macha ben yusai. Therefore, even if it's not half cooked, it's either raw or a little bit cooked, it was permissible by the softer cuts of meat. Vuadin batzal u'beitza, the same thing would hold true when it comes to an onion or an egg. Ubebesar shor ve'eshu kasha, when it came to the tougher meats of a shor and eiz, there we said ba'inon she'nitzla kol tzarko mibod yom dafka. There we said it has to be cooked the full amount, roasted the full amount that you need already before Shabbos b'dafka. Di lavochi chashinon l'chitui, because if not, we are worried that you might soak the coals. Because since it's tougher meat, it needs more cooking. Ki lo yipasir alei achitui, it won't get ruined by soaking the coals. Kevin shu eino munach agabe gechalav, it's not on the coals, so just help the cooking process. You need a stronger roasting with the tougher cuts of meat, and therefore it would be usur unless it was properly roasted from before. That was the sheet of the mechaber. V'das harama, and the sheet of the rama was, like we just said before, there's no difference if it's on the coals or near the coals. It doesn't matter what kind of meat it is, a tougher meat, a softer meat. The shear is, it has to be from before Shabbos, k'macha ben jusai. And that we saw from the bir halacha that we just read before, on the last sif, when he said, if it's gabi ha'esh, ha'kol aser. And we saw in the bir halacha just before that hakol aser unless it's macha ben jusai. So we see according to the Ramah, he says as long as it's macha ben jusai, whether it's on the fire like this mechaber says, or off the fire like the bir halacha explained, the Ramah from the last shita, as long as it's kamacha ben jusai when Shabbos comes in, it's going to be okay. V'mutuach betit, and if it is sealed with the clay, sharili didei b'chol gavni, then it's permissible in all cases litno samal chashecha to put it in close to Shabbos. To lo chashinan sheyistor hatiach v'yachata. We're not worried that you're going to come and break the seal and stoke the coals. Ukvar kosev sif alef denogu kesvarazu. We already wrote at the end of the Ramah in sif alef that is the minog like the Ramah. Again, that anything that's on the coals or near the coals, as long as it was roasted already, kemacha b'jusoy, when Shabbos went in, it was permissible to leave it there for Shabbos. And if it was in an oven that was totally sealed with clay, then you could leave anything in there. The next Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkot on Yudches, as we turn to page 50, we said even if it's basar gedi, the hainu afilu hu menutach, even if it is cut up, the mikilinan la'el b'sef aleph, we were very lenient in sef aleph if there was the lighter cuts of meat and it was cut up, we said it's much, if it's very lenient, to leave it near the coals. But hocha gabi gilchalim shani, but here when it's mamish on the coals, it is different, like the Mechaber goes on to explain again, because since you don't care if it gets burnt, so you have no reason not to be stoking the coals if it's not macha ben jusoy yet, because you don't care that it gets burnt and it gets roasted so fast, and therefore it would be forbidden. Let's see one more sif quickly, sif gimel. Im avar o shochach v'nitzlo b'shabbos b'isr, if one did an aveira b'mezid, or he forgot and did a bishogeg and he roasted meat on Shabbos, which wasn't supposed to be roasted, the meat is aser. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkot and Yutes, Avar, Shenosan b'mezet samuch l'chashecha kolkach. On purpose, he put so close to Shabbos, Ad shelo hayo shehus litzlos mibod yom k'macha ben jusai. He put something there to roast without enough time to get before Shabbos to put to macha ben jusai. V'nitzlo b'zman ha'aser, and it ended up roasting on Shabbos, which is a zman of iser. O sheshochach atzli agabe kira, or by accident he left atzli on the kira, v'nitzlo b'shabbos, and it roasted on Shabbos, and it wasn't yet at the point where he's allowed to leave it. Afal pikein aser b'dievid, even if it was b'shogig, it will be aser b'dievid, k'dei shelo yavo lahashos b'meizid v'yomar shachachti. So a person shouldn't come to say that he did it by accident when he really did it on purpose. We don't want someone to leave it there on purpose and say he did it by accident. So therefore, even if it's by accident, we say it's no good. So no matter what, the food is going to be aser. What does it mean the food is aser? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Chaf, Bein lo, bein la achayrim, it's aser both for him and for others. Ad motzei Shabbos b'chlei she'yosu. Till the time it takes to do it on motzei Shabbos, it will be aser. In Note 11, he writes, he reviews for us the two reasons why we say you have to wait for Melech Shabbos after Shabbos b'chlei she'yosu. One is a sheet of Rashi who says, so you pashut shouldn't get hanah from the Melech that was done on Shabbos. So you wait the amount of time it could have been done motzei Shabbos, so you're not considered getting hanah from the Melech of Shabbos. And we have the reason of the Rambam as well, was that you shouldn't gain anything from that which was done on Shabbos, so you shouldn't come to be lenient at a different time and do something that's aser on Shabbos. And then in the second paragraph, note 11, he writes, "Mavur midvarav shigama masha b'Shabbos b'shogei tzarach lamten ab b'chvei she'yosu." That even one who was masha on Shabbos, it's clear from over here that you have to wait b'chvei she'yosu, because we said clearly over here whether it's shogeg or mezid, and the Mishnah Berurah says b'chvei she'yosu. And so too is Mashman the Shulchan Aruch later on. The Chaim Pesha Beis Yosef Le'el B'das Rambam. Omnam B'Mishavura Sham Kosa Shem Losh Rambam Einu Nirakein. The Mishavura did tell us earlier from the Rambam it's Mashman not that way, but here the Mishavura just tells us straight up clearly that if it was done even B'Shogeg, it would be Aser Motzei Shabbos Ad B'Chdei She'yosu. I'd like to read just two more quick Bir Halachas. One is the last line of Chafei. As we turn the page, we said Ein Solon. This is going back on the beginning of Sif Beis that you can't roast. I am a mishavura shekasavnu. The leinyan samach legilchalim shovel a mechaber batzel ubeitzel ubesar gedi. That according to the mechaber, all these foods, the batzel, the onion, the egg, and the basar gedi are all the same. Vehu pashit, and it makes good sense. That lo tam shel besar gedi hu shememar lesbashel butzli. The reason why we have to ask her if it's not machab and jusoy by the gedi is because it's a softer meat and it cooks faster. She'ein tzarachitui. And it doesn't need chitui. Umemela chitui yekalkaleu. And memela, the chitui will ruin it once it is already macha ben jusoi. V'koshgein b'shar dover chutz lebasar. Certainly, if it's something else that's not meat, shu yoser mimayr l'espashel tfei migidi, shachitui yekalkal. So certainly over there, if it's going to get ruined by the chitui, you certainly can leave it over there, meaning if it was already roasted from before Shabbos, k'macha ben jusoi. Last bir halacha, page 50, the Ramaskal v'akashin nitzla. We said, if it was already Nisla Kamacha Ben Jusoi, then everything's going to be okay. You could leave it there. V'afilu ha'osrim b'reish simen reish nun gimel l'inyan bishul. Even those who are machmer and simen reish nun gimel when it came to cooking, v'svirlu d'ba'ina she'em avushal kotzarko, and they said you can only leave the fire on the stove if it was fully cooked. Ha'cha l'inyan tzoli, over here when it comes to roasting, l'kul ya'al masagi b'chdei macha ben jusoi. Everyone agrees over here that you only have to wait before Shabbos, that it's to be roasted, Macha ben Jusoi, and you can leave it, and then we're not worried you're going to come to soak the coals again because it's roasting and it goes much faster. So, as long as it's Macha ben Jusoi, we're not worried that you're going to soak the coals, as opposed to when it comes to cooking, Bishul. So, there we have a machlokes, is a Macha ben Jusoi, or do you have to have fully cooked? We'll stop here and we'll pick up with Sif Dalet and Mirz Hashem tomorrow night.